Nigel blinked, his face creased with faint alarm. Then he saw just how much she meant it, and the expression changed to pleased surprise. Very perspicacious young lady you are. But there, let us move on from love and on to life. Tell me, my dear Miss Adler, what brings you on this particular journey? He pulled out a silver cigarette case and offered her one, a Sobrani. Phoebe had never smoked anything so posh. She leaned back and crossed her ankles, hoping she looked like a femme fatale. I'm a writer, she said, attempting to sound airy. But the censorship in America can make Victorians look like libertines. Really stifles the possibilities. So I thought, what the heck? I'll try my fortunes elsewhere. Nigel blew a smoke ring and smiled a lazy, even sexy sort of smile that made her flush, in spite of what she knew of him. One of the blacklistees, then? Phoebe's back jerked upward of its own accord. You know about the blacklist? My dear girl, he roared with laughter. Everybody knows about it. I dare say Crofters and the Outer Hebrides know about it. Even if I didn't read the papers, I travel to the States quite regularly and find the whole business most fascinating. The general British response is sheer bafflement. And some amusement, of course. Oh, sure. This whole thing is a barrel of laughs, Phoebe said. Now, I only meant people find it absurd to carry on like that. He winked and leaned in conspiratorially. So, are you a communist, then? Phoebe grinned, knowing she was about to disappoint him. She told him the story of the airfield and the Union. He was easy to talk to. And despite his obvious wealth and status, he seemed understanding and genuinely interested, even concerned. I say, Nigel was impressed. You don't look like a mutinous sort. I just wanted things to be fair, Phoebe said, shrugging. Anyway, I'm assuming that's what got me fingered. That and voting for Roosevelt, probably. Nigel considered. Maybe you signed the wrong petition sometime? Sure, Phoebe rejoined. Or checked the wrong book out of the library. They snickered, shaking their heads. Then they looked at each other and fell silent. Phoebe sighed. In 36 hours, they would dock at Southampton, and she would officially be in exile. Curiouser and curiouser, Nigel murmured.